This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. McCants Stewart was an influential scholar and the first African-American to practice law in Oregon. McCants Stewart was born in Brooklyn in 1877. He was named for his father, Thomas McCants Stewart, a free black born in the South who attended Howard University and became both a minister and a lawyer. Thomas McCants Stewart worked defending black and Japanese defendants in South Carolina, New York, Hawaii, and Liberia, West Africa, where he became a member of that country's Supreme Court. Young McCants Stewart took after his father's passion for civil rights. In 1893, at age 16, Stewart enrolled at Booker T. Washington's Tuskegee Institute in Alabama. After graduating, Stewart studied law at New York University and worked for his father before transferring to the University of Minnesota. Stewart excelled in law school and used his academic training to call out local discrimination through Minneapolis's African-American newspapers. Stewart earned his law degree in 1899 and started a practice in the Twin Cities. In 1904, Stewart moved with his family to Portland, Oregon, where he passed the bar and became a public defender. At the time, Portland's black community was small and concentrated downtown near Union Station. Stewart became the first black lawyer in Oregon and defended black Portlanders in court. The work did not pay well, but Stewart earned the respect of many of his white law colleagues. Oregon Supreme Court Associate Justice Henry L. Benson wrote that he has, quote, established an exceptional record for industry and ability as a lawyer, and his work before the Supreme Court has been commendable, end quote. The highlight of Stewart's career came in 1906, when a black theatergoer and Pullman porter named Oliver Taylor sued the Portland Star Theater after the management refused to seat him because of his race. Stewart successfully argued that the action was a violation of Taylor's civil rights. The circuit court dismissed the case, but Stewart filed an appeal. The Oregon Supreme Court took up the case and ruled in Taylor's favor. Taylor versus Cone became a landmark legal case in Oregon history. In the aftermath of the case, Stewart helped found Oregon's largest African-American newspaper, The Advocate, whose editor was the first black woman to practice law in Oregon, Beatrice Morrow Kennedy. Tragedy marked Stewart's later years. He was severely injured in a freak accident running to catch a streetcar, which resulted in his leg being amputated. He was denied prominent appointments in the Portland legal scene and was arrested on false charges of public drunkenness in a case later thrown out of court in 1911. The family moved to San Francisco, where Stewart continued to practice law until his vision grew poor. Unable to work, he took his own life in 1919 at age 41. Today, McCants Stewart is recognized as a pioneering lawyer and a civil rights champion in the history of both Minnesota and Oregon, and has a namesake scholarship in his honor at Howard University Law School. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.